Nearly 100 people gathered in Lafayette last night for the unveiling of a plaque in memory of 45-year-old Ashley Diaz. Last year, on September 8th, Diaz became a statistic when he was working as a crossing guard outside of Stanley Middle School in Lafayette. Diaz is one of some 7,485 pedestrians who were killed in the United States in 2021. That's the highest number of pedestrian deaths in the U.S. that we've seen in more than 40 years. The crowd of city officials, concerned community members, family, and friends of Ashley Diaz had one simple message on Friday evening that they said can curb the statistics so that other families and communities can stay intact.
Pay attention to your surroundings and just keep our streets safe. That's all I ask.
That's 11-year-old Angelique Diaz Vani, the niece of Ashley Diaz, who now attends Stanley Middle School and passes the crosswalk each day where her uncle was run down by a vehicle that 79-year-old Phyllis Meehan was driving when picking up her grandson. Meehan pleaded no contest but was sentenced to probation and community service. Angelique says that although her uncle is gone, she remembers him fondly.
I don't really show emotion. I just, you gotta let go whatever in the past. You gotta move on in life.
Yeah. What was your favorite memory of him?
We went on many hikes, many hikes. We did went on many taste tests, just,
Taste testing? What did you taste?
Lots of yogurt, yeah.
Ashley Diaz's mother, Gloria Diaz, is advocating for September 8th, the day that her son joined the pedestrian fatality statistics, to be designated as School Safety Day in memory of her late son. Although a year has passed, Gloria said she remembers her son's last day vividly.
I used to depend on Ashley for so many things. She would cook me meals. She would, dish them out like it was professional, on a plate. He would, take me to my doctor's appointments. He would accompany me here, there. And, I keep
he was
waiting.
He was a caretaker in part, right?
Yeah, and, I had a colon collapse in last year after I took the second vaccine. And that's the reason Ashley came to live with us, so he could take me, because my husband, he's aged and he cannot really do the stuff that a younger person could do. So Ashley was like, there.
So he moved back to take care of you?
Yeah.
And where did he move back from?
San Francisco. He worked in biotech in South, South City. And he was working, like, because of COVID, he was working, online. And so he said, okay, you'll come here, take me to doctor's appointment. And the school just said that, hey, we need a volunteer, we're short staff, can you help? And he said, fine. And
so Wednesday morning he left and he said...
Wednesday afternoon, after we had lunch. It was about 3:15. And he said, Mom, see you in a bit. And I keep waiting. I keep waiting for that doorbell. I keep waiting for the sound of his laughter and to just come by.
And then how did you learn? Like, what was that? Do you remember? How did you get the news?
I got the news. It was horrible. I kept saying, hey, I kept looking at my time and says it's 3:15. Ashley should have been here. And he didn't. Then I get a call from John Muir Hospital. And they said, is your son Ashley Diaz? And I said, is he okay? Is everything okay? And they said, no. But they said, come to the hospital. And then, we drove like crazy. And my son was with me, Trevor. So he came in the car with us and he drove us. And, he said, Mom, it's not good. And I said, why? He said, when the hospital calls you and tells you, come to meet them, that means something is wrong and something's happened to Ashley. And I said, no, no, no. But when I went there, the social worker came to meet me and she took us to a room. And my daughter, Vanessa, beat me to, and she was sobbing hysterically. And when I went there, she said, Mom, he is gone. I said, who is gone? She said, Mom, Ashley is gone. I said, no, no. And no, Vanessa, you're making a mistake. Ashley is not gone, he said. Then later on, social worker came to me and she said, you want to come upstairs and identify the body? And I guess I had to go up. His body was covered and they took it up and it was my Ashley. It broke my heart. And, under the covers, I put my hand, and his body was still warm, but I found it was all bruised up. It was all bruised up. And then the guy for the, when the guys were coming to take the, no, while I was there, one of them, the emergency cops, he came to me and he says, are you Ashley's mom? And I said, yeah. He says, I want to tell you this. He says, I'm sorry your son died, but he died a hero. If it wasn't for him, my little girl would have been dead. And he showed me a picture of his little girl. You know, and that gave me some peace because I figured, you know, he saved some lives.
Kieran Guller, a friend and classmate of Ashley Diaz, flew in from Arizona to be a part of the ceremony to unveil the plaque. Well, Ashley Diaz has literally become a poster child for slowing down. Guller says he wants him to be remembered for more than that.
I came here first grade
after moving around a lot,
never really planted roots, found some friends and it was good. I thought life was good at that point, but when I met Ashley, it was pretty much life changing because there's a bond that's created and it's very hard to describe, but it's really, you feel like you found your home. When my mom died, we lost most of our money. And we had to move out to Concord, but my dad fought to keep me in the school system. And he kept me in the school system, but it was difficult because, one, we traveled, and it was a cliquey society. Like, you didn't have to have money to be here, and people weren't mean, but it was difficult to keep pace. Like, you can't do the things that they do. You can't go and spend the money that they have. You look at your house, and it's not the same as their house. And Ashley's family just opened the doors. I didn't feel any difference between my family and his family ever. It didn't matter. Didn't matter I was poor. Didn't matter that he had more than I did. He never put money above his friendship. Money didn't actually matter when it came to us.
Lafayette City Attorney Mala Subramanian, who worked closely with the Diaz family to craft a memorial plaque for Ashley Diaz, says she hopes everyone will find resonance in the theme of slowing down, not just for driving, but for the ways in which we live our lives.
What the Diaz family wanted on the plaque, I mean, it applies to drivers, but I think it applies generally, is the please slow down. I think that theme in life in general is good.
Reporting from Lafayette, California, I'm Sharon Sabota.